The Clever Farmer. Once, there was a farmer who had fallen on hard times. His fields were full of dust and stones, his watermelons were all shriveled up, and worst of all, he had had to get rid of all his cows. All except one, that is. The farmer couldn't bear to part with his last cow. She was the sweetest-natured animal you ever saw, and her name was Chicorina. As long as there was a bite of food in the house, the farmer shared it with Chicorina, and they managed to get by, somehow. But the sad day came when there wasn't a bite of food in the house, not even one. What was the farmer to do? He scratched his head. "I'm sorry, Chicorina, my old beauty," he said. "We can't live on air. I'll have to take you to market. Perhaps I can find a rich man to buy you. He'll look after you better than I can, and with the money I get from selling you, I can buy myself a few chickens and goats and start again." The farmer's heart was as heavy and empty as his old iron cooking pot. He led Chicorina sadly down the road and into town. When they got to the marketplace, the farmer spotted the richest man in the district, chatting and laughing with his friends. "Good morning, sir," said the farmer respectfully. "Can I interest you in buying this fine cow?" The rich man looked Chicorina over carefully.
"This is a decent-looking animal," he said. "She's a bit on the thin side, but aren't we all these days? How much do you want for her, farmer?"
"Chicorina is no ordinary cow," said the farmer. "I won't accept less than 50 gold coins."
The rich man burst out laughing. 50 gold coins," he snorted. "What kind of fool are you, farmer? No cow is worth that price. I'll give you 5 gold coins. Take it or leave it."
And the rich man turned his back on the farmer and went back to chatting with his friends.
Well, that made the farmer angry. What gave the rich man the right to disrespect him like that? "I'm not a fool," he shouted. "No fool knows where the centre of the world is or how many stars there are in the sky." The rich man wasn't used to people talking back to him, so he got angry too. "How can a poor farmer like you know where the centre of the world is or how many stars in the sky? I'll tell you what, I'll do you a deal. If you can answer those questions, then I'll buy your mangy old cow for 60 gold coins."
The rich man's friends thought this was hilarious. They slapped the rich man on the back and guffawed with laughter. But the farmer just smiled. He lifted his wooden walking stick and plunged it deep into the ground. "There you are," he said. "This is the centre of the world, and anyone who can prove me wrong can say so now." There was silence. No one could prove that the farmer was wrong. Then the farmer bent down and picked up a handful of dust. "The number of stars in the sky," he said, "is as uncountable as the number of dust grains in my hand. And anyone who can prove me wrong can say so now." Once again, there was silence. At last, the rich man spoke.
"You may be poor, farmer," he said, "but I can see you are rich in cleverness. I certainly can't prove you are wrong. Since I made a promise in front of witnesses, I must keep it. Here, take your 60 gold coins and give me your cow. She will take pride of place in my herd."
So the farmer got his money, and Chicorina got a fine new home. And the farmer bought himself some excellent goats and chickens, and within a year he had made enough money to buy Chicorina back from the rich man for 70 gold coins.